WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in third and final hour of the program here on this beautiful Friday morning. It is 69 degrees, bright and sunny, and this is the hour where we're going to have your first Money Talks cash code of the day. It's coming your way in under 20 minutes. We're going to have your first cash code of the day, your first shot at winning $1,000. You're going to get 10 chances throughout the course of the day, one code every hour from now through the 5 p.m. hour. And each one is a shot at $1,000. Plus, there's a few ways to earn some extra chances by, you know, following us on social media and things like that. It's all right there at WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Just go there and click on the Money Talks option at the top of the page or the Win Cash button in the middle of the WBSM app. And it's brought to you by Carter's Clothing, Morgan's Cantina, and Allegiant Airlines. It's also your final day to enter to win tickets to see the B-52s and Devo at the Xfinity Center on Thursday, October 2nd. You can also enter online and on the app. That is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, where today they'll be having their fall favorites tasting from 4 to 6. Hope to see you over there for that. And also, the last couple of days remaining to enter to win some Cape Air passes, which you can do at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. They're going to be giving away a pair of passes on Monday while we're there broadcasting at the airport from the very first flight. I'm going to be there taking the very first flight from New Bedford to Boston and then the first flight from Boston to New Bedford because I got to come back. I don't have anywhere cool to go after that. I'm just making the trip to report back to you. And what's really good about this and really cool about this is it's going to be a way for you to get to Boston without dealing with getting to Boston. And I've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now and telling you that when you get on this Cape Air flight, it's going to be quick, you know, like that. It's 15 minutes in the air minus, you know, how long you have to wait for them to tell you that you can land at Logan. But that's it. The whole journey is about 35 minutes gate to gate. So think of how much time that just saved you right off the bat. Instead of driving to Boston, let alone whether or not there's traffic, road construction, all those other things that hold you up. Aside from all of that, you know what else holds you up? Just waiting to get dropped off in front of the terminal. You know, just waiting to get dropped off because you got 50 cars all doing the same thing. All of that takes up time too. So you get to skip all of that. You don't have to worry about finding a place to park at the garage. You know, I go to the economy garage and I'm paying, I think it's $59 a day, I think. And I got to take the shuttle. Usually I'm at like Terminal C and I've got to go from basically one end of the airport all the way to the other on the shuttle. And then you've also got to deal with going through the TSA screening in Logan as well, which can take a long time. But you can do that all in New Bedford. You can park at $10 a day. You can go through the TSA screening in New Bedford, which is the brand new state-of-the-art machine. So it's I think there's only one other airport in Massachusetts that's using it right now. And so you get a chance to use the latest technology. Your bag stays with you the whole time until they load it onto the plane, you know, right in front of you. So you always know where it is. And then when you get to Logan, you can just relax. You don't have to worry about all that other stuff. So it's simple, easy, and affordable because it's going to be about $99 each trip. Right now, they have an introductory rate of $79. And I was asking around to some friends who do airport runs from the South Coast to Logan. And they said, yeah, no, I charge about $100. So you know what else that means? It means you don't have to make awkward conversation in the car with the rideshare driver. I mean, there'll be other people on the plane, but you don't have to make awkward conversation with them. You can just, you know, read a book. And even so, you're only dealing with them for about a half an hour, as opposed to being stuck for an hour, hour and a half in the car with the rideshare driver. So you can find out more by going to capeair.com. But you know what? If you're going to go to the website and check it out just to learn more or to check out some of the pricing or availability, two flights every day from New Bedford and then two flights back to Boston, from Boston. If you're going to be looking at all that, instead of just going right to capeair.com, you certainly can do that. But why not go to WBSM.com, click on the Win Cape Air Passes link, and then you can go to the Cape Air website through one of those multipliers. And then that gives you the chance to maybe win a free pair of passes while you're just going to the website to check out and get more information. See how they did that? Cape Air wanted to make sure that they gave you the opportunity to enter to win while you were learning about this great new service. And so I hope to see some of you over there at the New Bedford Regional Airport on Monday morning when we're broadcasting from there. You can go up to the observation tower and watch us take off. And there's going to be a little ceremony there with some of the elected officials and dignitaries. And it should be a lot of fun. And an important day for New Bedford because this is another way in which we are connecting to the larger transportation hubs of the Commonwealth. 508-996-0500. Our Fun Friday question today brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. What is your favorite part of fall? We're getting some really good answers on the WBSM Facebook page, but you can answer there. You can call in. You can use the app chat. You can use the open line voicemails. We'll get into some of those in just a moment, but right now let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Morning.
I love the fall. It's my favorite part of my favorite season.
Same here.
I love the coolness and and like going to pick apples with the kids, my nieces and nephews and stuff, pumpkins, candy corn. Everybody hates candy corn, but I used to love it.
I like it.
I love it. I can't have it now with the sugar, but I once in a while I'll sneak a couple of pieces. But yeah, and the little candy pumpkins. Oh, those are so good. And yeah, you like it too?
I do.
Everybody
yeah.
I talk to, they say, "Oh, that's my worst candy." Oh, I love it. And what else I like? Oh, like trying to make apple crisp that it never comes out right. But and what else? Halloween, giving out candy for kids and stuff like that. I just love it. It's just a beautiful season. And then now on the plane, how many did that seat?
I'm not sure. You know what? Hold on one second. Let me take a look at my photo that I took inside mm-hmm. the plane. Maybe I can give you an answer. But I think, you know, I want to say it's between 8 and 12.
Yeah.
Looks like 8.
About the same. I was on one in South Carolina. We had a ticket to Charlotte to get the plane to get into Providence. And I loved it. It was really a nice ride. And it was crowded, but it was a really nice ride. And you can see all the tops of the houses all there, too. I was listening to Shawnee saying you can see all the tops of the houses. I was going to say the same thing. And it was really nice. I liked it.
Wait, don't say her name. Mary's going to get mad because you said her name, oh. And I told Mary she can't. So.
Oh, I that know. Lady.
Yes.
That lady, I'll say.
She asked us not to.
Hi, Mary.
So. You can say Mary's name all day long.
Hi, Mary.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited about that because they were explaining, you know, the way yeah. that they put it to me when I was there the other day is basically every seat is a window seat and you're getting almost a 360 yes. degree view. And they actually have newer yeah. planes that Cape Air is coming out with that have the wings are over the windows. So then you have an unobstructed view. So they're not, I don't think they're using those on this route yet, but they plan to in the future. So
oh.
these will have unobstructed views. So you'll just see everything below you with no wing in the way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. Well, we had a good seat. I sat with my sister-in-law. My brother had to sit with someone, the lady on the other side of us, but it was, he talked her ear up, poor thing, because you probably couldn't hear him.
Well, I know at least two other people that are going to be on the flight. So chances are I can sit next to one of them.
Oh, good.
Although good. Kristen from the station here, she's really pushing to sit in the co-pilot seat because that actually is a seat that you can sit in. If they don't have someone training on this flight, that's one of the seats you can sit in.
No kidding. Yeah. Oh, that's too bad you couldn't get in that.
Well, if she's the one that arranged all this, so if she wants to sit there, she can sit there. But if she doesn't want to sit there, I'm going to sit there.
That's great. Well, you have a wonderful time in Wilson Chair.
Thank you.
When you're at the airport up there. And, get some candy corn.
There you go. Maybe I'll get some and we'll throw it out from the airplane to all the people below.
Yeah, all right. That's good. All right, have a good day, Tim.
You as well. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. I think candy corn from that height could be dangerous. Plus, I don't think they're going to want me opening the door. But there's a little window up in the co-pilot seat. I don't think you're supposed to open it, though. 508-996-0500. So I mentioned that our Fun Friday question today, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs, is what is your favorite thing about fall? Lorianne says, you can do more yard work without passing out from the heat. Amos says, Halloween. Debbie says, the dry, cool air. Kevin says, the weather. Jeff says, hoodies. Yeah, wearing hoodies. I mean, I must have bought 10 hoodies over the course of the summer and haven't worn any of them because it hasn't been cool enough for me to wear one, but looking forward to wearing those. Scott says, cool nights. Deborah says, the tree colors and the cool temperatures. Henry says, enjoying more outside adventures on a cooler day. Melissa says, not so hot. Mike says, low humidity. Susan says, the cool, dry weather. So I think we're all kind of in agreement that it's the perfect weather. You know, you still have some days that are nice and warm and you can get out there with maybe just a hoodie on. But that at night, you don't have to worry about sweating in your bed. You know, you're going to be nice and cool. You don't have to run the air conditioning all the time. You get that nice breeze in. I was actually, you know, as I was saying earlier, I thought last night was especially muggy, very humid. More humid than I remember some of the summer nights being. And when I got home, I wanted to take a shower before I went to bed because I just felt kind of gross and I'd been at the bowling alley and everything. So I said, I'm going to just take a shower before bed. I shower before I leave the house. I have to always shower. I can't leave the house without showering. And so I usually do it in the morning. I'm not a night shower, but I every once in a while take one at night. And maybe actually a couple times a week. So I took one last night, and as I'm in the shower, I have a window next to my shower, and I just felt some of the cool air coming in. I said, oh, here it comes. Here comes that relief of the fall. So if you're a fan of that weather, this is your time of year. And of all things spooky, this is your time of year. And I'll be talking with you throughout October about some of the events that I have coming up. But a lot of it will be, you know, local stuff, local libraries. You can come out and hear me talk about mostly Ghosts of the Bridgewater Triangle, but a few other things. I'm also taking part in a big, big online event next weekend where it's an entire weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, of guest speakers. It's one right after the other in multiple rooms happening all at once. There's dozens of people taking part in this, you know, speaking at this. It's being put on by Christian Day. He is one of the top witches in Salem. And this is his Spectral Evidence Convention, where it's covering all different kinds of paranormal and spiritual topics. And so I'll be presenting on Sunday. So basically, I got to finish the Podkawa 5K and then go home and rest for a couple of minutes, and then I'm going to jump on the computer and give this presentation on folklore and fake lore and the paranormal. So fake lore is this folklore that exists that we really can't prove has any truth to it. So, you know, when we talk about a place that's haunted and we're like, oh, it's haunted by an old man who's seen walking around with a dog, and like there was never an old man or a dog that lived there. So then who is this? Is this a story that's just been made up? And if it is a story that's just been made up, why do people still see him? Why do people encounter him? Does that mean they're imagining it, or does that mean that we've willed him into existence? You know, those kind of things are going to be what we're going to talk about. One thing that'll definitely come up is the redheaded hitchhiker of Route 44. Because is that a real person, or if so many people just heard the stories and talked about the stories, that we've willed him into existence? So that'll be next Sunday that I'll be talking about that. I think 1:15 p.m. is the time I'm scheduled to talk. If you go to my Facebook page, you see my cover photo at the top. That has a link there to be able to go and buy your ticket for the entire weekend. Once you buy that ticket, you can not only see every presentation, but you can watch them forever. There'll be access to the videos anytime you want. Okay. I'm going to have to take a break here because I know right now people are waiting for their first shot at winning $1,000.
Every day you can make the money talk. This is your chance to win $1,000.
425. 425. Enter the code right now on WBSM.com or on the WBSM app.
Money Talks on WBSM.
Life is filled with many paths. But for Native American children, the most important path is the one that leads them out of poverty.
It's a path that led me here to St. Joseph's Indian School.
And 96% of St. Joe's students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average.
St. Joseph's Indian School is our path to a brighter future.
Learn more at stjo.org today.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Homes studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your local family-owned home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com to make your house a carefree home.
Welcome back in. That's the other money man, not Manny the Money Man Resendiz, but Eddie Mahoney, former New York City cop turned rock and roller, Eddie Money. So we are asking the Fun Friday question today, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. What is your favorite part of fall? You can answer on Facebook, on the app. You can call in 508-996-0500. We can get more into that in just a bit. We were also talking earlier a couple of stories I want to direct your attention to on the WBSM app and at WBSM.com. We had the latest on the situation with the 18-year-old that allegedly made a threat against a Falmouth school. They've dropped the charges against him because it turns out that the 911 call that initially kicked off the investigation was based on something he had said when he was a juvenile a while back, over a year ago. So that means that they couldn't go forward with this. However, the DA's office and the police are continuing to investigate. They think there's some smoke there. They think that there's something to what's going on based on their conversation. I would assume based on their conversations with him and what they found. You know, when somebody is saving photos of the Columbine school shooting and then they're reportedly seen on school property at an elementary school that they have no reason to be at, that's concerning, but it's also neither a criminal. So the investigation is ongoing to see if there aren't, you know, charges that they can bring. We'll keep you updated on that story as more information comes out. We also have the article, too, about the New Bedford Police Department now training officers for patrols on bicycles and on e-bikes. And in fact, they already have an officer patrolling the North End on an e-bike. I saw him myself the other day. And I haven't been on an e-bike. I don't know. Like, if I'm going to get on a bicycle, I'm doing it because I need to get the exercise. I'm not really sure how the e-bikes work, but I think that that's probably a better option for a police officer than being on a pedal bike. But I guess it's their preference. And it's also what the department can buy. Right now, they have some bikes, and they're going to be buying more utilizing a grant. So, and it's not as simple as just that, well, just go to Walmart. They have a sale on bikes this week, or I have an extra bike in my garage. I'll give it to the police. It's got to be specific bicycles that are used for this. So, but I think it's a great idea. I think it brings in some more of that community policing that has become a focus in recent years, and it shows that the new chief, Jason Thody, is going to be implementing some ideas that, you know, people have probably said in the past, well, that wouldn't work in New Bedford. And it seems like, well, he's going to give it a try. So We'll take your thoughts on that as well, 508-996-0500. But right now, we're going to get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts in the WBSM newsroom.
An update on the Texas ICE attack. Vulnerable adults held captive in South Carolina, and changes coming to Social Security payments.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The sniper who shot up an ICE field office in Dallas left behind a trail of evidence. The feds yesterday revealed what they found on handwritten notes in his home.
He called the ICE employees people showing up to collect a dirty paycheck.
Acting U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson says this is the very definition of terrorism. One person in ICE custody was killed in the attack, two others injured. The sniper killed himself when confronted by police. The FBI says the bolt-action rifle was legally bought last month. Authorities say the accused gunman in the assassination of Charlie Kirk made contact with an officer hours after the shooting occurred. Police say Tyler Robinson encountered a police officer near where investigators recovered the alleged murder weapon in the woods of Utah Valley University's campus. The officer was guarding the perimeter around 6:30 p.m. on September 10th after authorities placed the campus on lockdown. Robinson facing charges, including aggravated murder. The NYPD releasing surveillance video of a suspect who put a gun to a 99-year-old Manhattan man's throat.
It happened Monday morning during a home invasion robbery at Audubon Avenue and West 187th Street in Hudson Heights. Police say the gunman forced his way into the building and the elderly man's apartment, terrorizing and injuring him before fleeing with $20,000. The victim suffered broken bones in two fingers and a lacerated hand, and the suspect, he's still on the loose. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
A South Carolina man charged in connection to a false imprisonment of four vulnerable adults. Police took Donnie Ray Birchfield Jr. into custody last month after officers responded to a report of an unattended death at his home. The police report revealed that Birchfield allegedly confined the adults, exploiting them financially by stealing their money, but the details surrounding the conditions of their captivity is still under investigation. Authorities are working to piece together the full extent of the alleged crimes. President Trump has met with the leader of Turkey at the White House during a tense time between the two nations. During a joint appearance at the Oval Office yesterday, Trump said he hopes to get a lot done with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in terms of trade, investment, and defense.
We do a lot of trade with Turkey, and we're going to continue. We're going to do some additional trade.
Erdogan has been critical of Trump's comments that the rest of the world needs to work harder on world peace, claiming the U.S. needs to do more. Trump called Erdogan a tough guy and said that they'll be discussing the possible sale of American fighter jets to Turkey. President Trump trying to clear a path that would allow TikTok to keep operating in the U.S. White House sources say Trump is expected to sign a deal soon that will allow for a sale of the popular platform after years of threatening to pull it because it's owned by a Chinese company. Under the deal, the app's U.S. operations will be run by a new U.S.-based company. TikTok's current owner, ByteDance, will hold under 20% of the stock in the new company. The Social Security Administration encouraging recipients to switch their benefits to an electronic form of payment ahead of its shift on September 30th. According to the SSA Commission, the transition is expected to affect less than 1% of beneficiaries who currently get paper checks. Anyone who is not enrolled in direct deposit or opted for the Direct Express card is asked to do so this week to continue receiving their payments on time. Merriam-Webster is adding 5,000 new words to its collegiate dictionary, including doom scroll, dumb phone, and WFH, work from home. The publisher announced this week it has revised and reimagined its 12th edition, a full 22 years after its last update. Other editions include Cold Brew, Riz, Dad Bod, Hard Pass, and Cancel Culture. Companies also including curated word lists, including words from the 1990s and words for things that often go unnamed. Hershey, the winner of a lawsuit, claiming its Reese's Halloween candies are not spooky enough.
The class action lawsuit accused the company of false advertising because its jack-o'-lantern Reese's cups don't have a face, but the packaging for the product depicts a grinning pumpkin. The consumers claimed They were disappointed when they unwrapped the treat, but a U.S. district judge ruled the lawsuit failed to prove that there was any economic injury. I'm Chris Caraggio.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the Blue Jays in Toronto last night, 6-1. Sox heading to Detroit tonight, playing the Tigers at 7:10.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Finally drying out today after the last few days. Partial sunshine today up near 80. Some clouds tonight, 59. As we head into the weekend, more clouds than sun tomorrow, 74. 71, mostly cloudy on Sunday. Partial sun returns on Monday, 73. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, it is time to check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Hey, Tim. What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. So our fun Friday question today is, what's your favorite thing about the fall? What do you have a favorite thing about the fall?
Yeah, dude. Honestly, Halloween's cool.
Yeah, there you go.
For the kids all go trick-or-treating. It's nice.
Do you get trick-or-treaters over at the shop? Do people come and look for candy?
Not really, no. That's those days are over. People go to neighborhoods now. It's different. I don't know.
Yeah, we used to go to the mall when I was a kid because, you know, if it was raining or something, you'd go in the mall and the stores would always be like, whoa, we don't have any candy. Come on, we're a store.
Yeah, that's true. They're selling. They ain't giving.
What do you guys get over there if people are coming in looking for a treat?
Brother, you know what I got? I got nice fillets. I got nice ribeyes, nice sirloins. I got nice, prime rib, you know, ribeye with a bone. I got that. That's nice, man. I got tomahawks. I got terrace mage is nice. I got nice porterhouses, T-bones. I got boneless short ribs today. Those are real nice. Those are a treat. I got rabbits today. Nice rabbits. I got brisket. I got picanha. I got goat. I got everything, brother. Whatever you need, I got it.
Well, this is going to be a great weekend for throwing stuff on the grill because it's going to be warm, but not too warm. There's going to be a little rain Sunday, but other than that, it's going to be a great weekend for grilling up some of those meats.
Oh, that's cool, man. I'm kind of sick of rain already. It's been too many days in a row.
Yeah, well, and, you know, plus if it is rainy and wet, you guys always have that great comfort food over there, too. The stuff that you guys make that, you know, sticks to your ribs and warms you up.
Yeah, that's true, man. Yeah, I got a nice pot roast today. I got chickens. I got chicken wings. I got chicken breasts. I got linguiça patties. I'm just looking at everything I got. I got so much stuff here, man. I got nice fresh linguiça my father made. Just hanging, nice stuff. Got grapes. My mother made a pasta salad. She made chickpea salad. I got lobster rolls coming up today, $10 each. A lot of stuff, brother. I got fresh farm eggs. I got everything.
Can't go wrong. Stop by the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Get everything you need over there. And we will talk to you next week, Eric.
Hey, thanks for calling, man. I'll talk to you.
Have a great week. And yes, get yourself over there, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, the Butcher Shop, where you can always find something delicious, something that is guaranteed to make your weekend so much better. All right, let's take another call. We have a caller calling back, so let's take that real quick before I got to go to the break. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Sorry, I forgot to tell you about the cops on the bike.
No problem.
When I worked at bus terminal downtown, they used to have a cop on the bike down there that rode around downtown. It was not funny, but he used to work inside the bus terminal, and then he used to ride the bike around and check all around down the area, and then he fell off the bike right in front of me.
Oof.
So I had to turn around. he didn't get hurt, but it just struck me a little funny, but it was... sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that we didn't. So I had some friends that became the seasonal police officers, and I got to tell you, I probably did tease them a little bit for riding.
Yeah.
And it wasn't about riding around on the bicycle. It was the shorts that they rode when they were riding around on the bicycle.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, right.
Come on.
And he was on the sidewalk. He wasn't on the street. He was on the sidewalk when he fell.
I used to say, can't you get a uniform that at least comes down to your knees? Like, why do they have to be so short?
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, you're not That's Lance true. Armstrong. You don't need the huggers there.
And he had the helmet on, yeah. They had the helmet and everything else and the gun on the side there. And that's kind of dangerous.
Well, but, they better have the helmet on because they make everybody else wear a helmet. The officers better be too.
I know, but the gun's kind of dangerous. You would think that somebody might just go walk right by them and just grab it right out. Well,
no, they're pretty secured in their holsters.
Are they? Oh, you tried?
You gotta unsnap them and everything. So I did get the answer too. By the way, people were asking how many bikes there were. They have 10 right now, and they have a grant that they're using to get 5
good.
More.
Good.
So
good. And what's that for the e-bike? What is it? The e-bike?
It's a mixture of both. I think they just have not sure how many e-bikes they have. I know they have one e-bike officer, but
yeah,
I'm sure if somebody wanted to donate a brand new e-bike, they'd take it.
But the other one didn't stop. When they need to stop quick enough, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
the regular one they pedal, I think they would be better off with that.
I guess it all depends on how much ground you get to cover. So if you're in a sector that you have to cover a lot of space, it's probably better to have the e-bike as opposed to you know, if you're like downtown, a pedal bike is probably fine.
Yeah, because they just keep going, and that's
sure.
You know, if something happened like mechanically with the bike, you know, I would. Yeah, I'm just
right. Yeah, that's the other thing.
I'm not really a negative.
In Wareham, they used to have cruisers that would drop them off in the neighborhood, so they didn't have to bike all the way there from the police station. So they'll probably do the same.
I know. My sister used to live in Wareham. I love Wareham. I really liked it there. I used to go down there every weekend.
All right.
But anyway,
well,
you lived in Cremisa. Is that far from you?
I lived in Cremisa for a while when I was in high school. Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no kidding. What part?
Down the end.
Near the liquor store?
No, down the point.
Near the water?
Yeah. So about halfway down, right when it starts to get to where the water is, I lived on the main road, so I could just walk down the street and get to the beach.
And walk to Cool Cone, too. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Great. All right.
Well, you have a good one.
You
have a good
weekend.
Bye-bye.
Let me take another call here before I go to the break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. I think you might know I've been on the bike biz for a long time, probably like 30 years. And I used to go down to the Police on Bike show in Fort Lauderdale. We supported the Police on Bikes program. And the funny thing was, it was sort of started by Ted Turner because he saw some studies that said that in an 8-hour shift, a policeman in a car will physically interact with a person that's on the street, like a citizen, like maybe 5 times in an 8-hour shift. Because they obviously are sitting in a car driving around and they aren't rolling the window down and just talking to everybody. The police that were doing a walking beat, it was up to like 75 people or 80 people in a 8-hour shift, because you can only go so far and you can only walk so far. But on the Police on Bikes program, it was like 270 people in an 8-hour shift. So they just saw this interaction where the police are having a human interaction with citizens more often because of the amount of time, you know, the amount of distance you can cover in a bike and the fact that you're not enclosed in a car. So it was something that Ted Turner supported for a long time. And, you know, we used to have an obstacle course, and it was always the Seattle-Portland teams were like pro mountain bikers that were that went into the police academy to become policemen because they love cycling, but they also, wanted to be policemen. And those guys could go through the obstacle course lightning fast, but you'd have the coffee and donut crowd, we call them. And anyway, there were a lot of guys that got more fit from cycling, but the problem was that the municipalities would always buy crappy bikes that were like kind of Walmart bikes.
Mm-hmm.
And so the bikes didn't hold up very well. And the program sort of failed in certain departments because of that. But in places like Seattle, it's a super strong program, and a lot of other places too. But I had a lot of interaction with that program.
So because you're knowledgeable about it, so the kind of bicycle that would be the best option, like what are we looking at a cost for a department for something like that?
Well, because they could probably access wholesale from a manufacturer. An aluminum bike is lightweight and low cost, having at least a suspension fork on the front and disc brakes. So you're looking at $450 wholesale, $800 retail, somewhere in there. And that's a bike that'll last a long time. It's built for, you know, more aggressive use. But most of them are mountain bikes. And I think a lot of these guys are converting over to e-bikes, which are going to be three times more expensive, maybe four times more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what you're looking at.
But still a lot cheaper than going out and buying new cruisers, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think that if someone has a, you know, if you bring somebody in that has a real vision of it, it actually works really well because you can interact with kids on the street, and a lot of times if the bike's nice, the kid, you know, kids want to come up and talk to you about the bike and all that sort of stuff. A lot of the programs around the country that took it seriously, and that's really the difference, whether the leadership takes it seriously and participates. It's done really well, and it's progressed forward.
But that's also a great point, Steve. Is that you see when you see a cop car, most people see a police cruiser, and they try to avoid it. They look the other way. Right. But when you see a police officer on a bike, you want to wave to them and say hello. And you know the citizens want to interact just as much as the officers want to interact. So it really does. I think it makes it more welcoming for the police in the community.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I've seen it in action. I've actually gone on the road with the Seattle team when I was visiting, and the police department out there in Bellingham, and it's really cool. They break things up very easily. So if there's stuff going on the street, like if there's drug deals going on, they don't know when a cop is going to roll around the corner on a bike. It's going to happen so fast. And I'll give you one more example. They always have a race every year in downtown Manhattan, going from, Hell's Kitchen to downtown Manhattan. And one person takes the train, one person takes a bicycle, one person walks, one person takes a cab. And it's always the cyclist that wins from point to point. So they stop doing the race because in city traffic and with, you know, whatever goes on in the city, it's way easier to maneuver and, keep your speed up on a bicycle. So there's definitely a lot of benefits for the police, but it all comes down to whether you've got someone that takes it seriously and promotes it from within. So anyway.
Well, you can take a look at the story on the website. Take a look at some of the bikes they're sitting on. Let me know what you think of those ones.
No, for sure. I will.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tim.
All right. We're going to take a break here, but 508-996-0500. If you want to call in with some thoughts, we will be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Homes studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your local family-owned home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com to make your house a carefree home.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Our October geese. One of your favorite things about the fall? That was just mentioned in that Sting song all this time. But that is our Fun Friday question of the day, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. What is your favorite thing about the fall? And we'll be getting some answers on our Facebook page, but most people seem to think it's the weather. The weather is definitely far and away our big winner. And I'm not surprised because that's one of the main things I love about it. But there's also, you know, Halloween. There's also football, the return of football. There's also getting ready for the holiday season. I noticed when I was in Walmart the other day, the Christmas decorations are already out. Not really surprised there. Actually surprised it kind of took that long. And also, keep in mind, too, that just because it's fall D's Hot Dogs isn't going to close. They're open year-round. Keep that in mind. D's Hot Dogs is year-round. And this is their 40th anniversary, so they're doing their 40 hot dogs, 40 dogs for 40 years. And you can check out some of the great topping ideas that they've been putting up on their Facebook page. This one, I'm might have to check out when I go back. The Crowd of This World dog. Sauerkraut, cheese, and Thousand Island dressing. I've always done it with the Thousand Island dressing, the sauerkraut, you know, is like a Reuben dog, but I've never added cheese to it. That sounds really good. Or how about if you're into spicy things, you can get the buffalo and blue cheese dog. It's smothered in buffalo sauce and blue cheese crumbles. I might try that too. Looks really good. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
I don't know about Thousand Island on a hot dog.
Oh, it's excellent on a hot dog.
Oh, my gosh. Now, with sauerkraut?
Yeah, it's like a Reuben.
I don't know. Yeah, no. I'll stick to a real Reuben. But I do like strange concoctions on hot dogs. It's fun. And it's not a big deal. If you don't like it, I mean, you know. It's
right. It costs you like $2.
Yeah, exactly. I love the fact that they had the cow hot dog, please. Does the cow really eat hot dogs?
He just ate the buns.
Yeah.
Because there's beef in their hot dogs. That would have been cannibalism. So they just had him eat the buns. Kevin has some interesting taste. So when he was over here visiting the other day, he was drinking a boba tea from next door. So.
Going to go on the plane with you? Is Brian or Barry?
No, it's just me. Just me and Kristen, who works here with me, are the only ones from the station.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I think that's going to be so much fun for you. I know I said that the other day. So I just want to ask you too, you said something was going on at Ryan's on Sunday?
Yes, football Sundays over at Ryan's Sports Pub and Billiards. They have 50-cent wings, and they have sliders. Hold on, I can give you the price on that because I don't want to misquote it. Give me 1 second. I've got the flyer saved over here. $6 sliders and 50-cent wings and $3 Coors and Bud Light drafts.
Oh, my gosh. I love Coors. Wow, that's great. I thought you had said something. I used to go there last summer all the time, and then during the winter I stopped going because the marquee, it's like broken, and I never really saw cars, and I thought maybe it closed. But
they're open. Yeah,
so that'll be fun.
Well, maybe I'll pop over there on Sunday.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be fun. I love to kick leaves. I love the fall. I love kicking leaves. I love a pile of leaves.
So you like to make the mess after somebody went and did all the work of raking them up.
Yes, I am that person. But even if I'm just walking, I love to take walks this time of the year through the woods because you don't really got to worry about ticks. You still kind of got to, but not, you know what I mean? And I just love if I see some leaves. I just love kicking them. I love the crunching noise.
I used to like rolling around in them. I'd roll around in the big pile of leaves. I don't do it anymore because now I don't like to get dirty. But when I was a kid, I loved being in the leaves.
Yeah, get buried in them. And then the smell of the leaves. Oh, such a nice smell. That's my thing. And that's all I have. You have a wonderful rule of a weekend.
You as well. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
And let me get this final break in. We'll be right back to wrap things up. All right, that is going to do it for me for today and for this week. I'll be back with you next week on Monday morning, broadcasting live bright and early from the New Bedford Regional Airport. Hopefully you're going to come out and hang out with us at the airport all morning, and then you can go up into the observation tower and watch that first flight. And of course, we'll have an open microphone, so it'll be like you're calling into the show, but you can actually just come and do it face-to-face. I'll be there from 6 to 8, and then I'm getting on the flight. Council President Berger will be filling in for me. And then Chris McCarthy will be there from 9 to noon.